This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. World leaders at the G7 summit in France committed an immediate $22 million on Monday to fight the raging wildfires in the Amazon countries in South America that are threatening the world's biggest rainforest. French President Emmanuel Macron, the summit host, and Chilean President Sebastian Piñera, a visitor at the summit, said the rainforest now being ravaged by the fires represents the lungs of the planet for its role in absorbing carbon dioxide and producing oxygen. Macron said France within hours would provide military support in the region to fight the fires. Macron and Piñera said the G7 countries, the United States, Britain, Germany, Italy, Japan, Canada, and France, were studying the possibility of similar aid to support Africa to fight wildfires in its rainforests. President Trump is dismissing climate change concerns after the G7 summit in Biarritz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president skipped a climate change session at the summit in France and later was asked what the world should do about climate change. He said he's unlocked great wealth for America.
I'm not going to lose it on dreams, on windmills.
He's dismissed climate science in the past, once saying climate change was a hoax created by China. Despite that,
I'm an environmentalist. A lot of people don't understand that.
And says he knows more about the environment than most people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump said Monday there's a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks to try to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program to replace the 2015 international deal that Trump withdrew from last year. The idea of meeting came after Iran's foreign minister made a brief and unannounced visit to the G7 summit in France on Sunday. The president says he's not seeing any kind of regime change in Iran, but wants the country to stop terrorism. This is